Welcome, teachers. Today marks the start of our Sparking Out of Classroom Success series, known as SOS. Brace yourself for a flood of tips on kickstarting your side hustle. Balancing teaching with a side hustle might feel overwhelming, but fear not. Let's explore the exciting opportunities waiting for you. Let's jump into today's episode. Welcome to Teach Hustle Grow, the podcast dedicated to turning frustration into freedom. Get ready to thrive, not just survive, in your teaching career and side hustle journey. I'm Tenille Martinez, a fellow teacher, coach, and side hustle entrepreneur, and I'm excited to have you with us on another amazing episode. So imagine this. You're sitting at your desk, thinking of endless possibilities of starting a side hustle. But as you brainstorm ideas, you can't shake the feeling that something is missing. That spark of passion and excitement that sets your soul on fire? Sound familiar? Don't worry, we've all been there. Finding your side hustle is a journey of self-discovery and exploration. And today, we're going to help you discover yours. Let's kick things off by tackling the elephant in the room, the fear of choosing the wrong side hustle. Many educators hold back from chasing their entrepreneurial dreams because they're not entirely sure about what truly drives them or what they can bring to the table. But here's the scoop. Your passion is already there, waiting to be unleashed. It's just a matter of digging deep and bringing it to light. But before digging deep into figuring out what type of side hustle you could start, first, let's determine if the side hustle you want to start is something online, in person, or a combination of the two. There are many side hustles you can start from the comfort of your couch, but if you are the type of person that enjoys being active or out and about, then doing something from a laptop might sound like torture. Next, let's recognize your unique strengths and talents. Take a moment to think about what you truly excel in the classroom and that you wouldn't mind doing as a side hustle. Something that genuinely brings you joy and what you excel at naturally. This could range from teaching, crafting lesson plans, to organizing events. Once you've pinpointed your strengths, unleash your imagination on how to blend them into a side hustle. If teaching lights up your world, but you yearn for more flexibility, then maybe online tutoring or creating digital resources for fellow teachers is something that you might want to do. Let me tell you about this amazing colleague of mine who brings language arts lessons to life with such creativity that he could easily turn his magic into gold. I've introduced some of his lessons in my classroom and they have been a huge hit with my students. His talent for gamifying language arts lessons is incredible, captivating even the most disengaged middle school student. So go ahead and let those creative ideas flow. Maybe that might be your passion. Your passion might not align with traditional educational roles though, and that's perfectly fine. Perhaps your skills shine in graphic design or video editing, talents that are always in demand. There are educators out there navigating their peers through the AI universe or sharing fantastic ideas and products with friends. Something like being an influencer. Once you've pinpointed your strengths and passions, it's time to take a look into some market research. Explore what fellow teachers are up to in the side hustle world and uncover any gaps or golden opportunities. What unique value can you bring to the table? And if nothing jumps out at you right away, that's where taking action ignites momentum. When the idea of starting a side hustle first popped into my head, I was completely lost. I could have tried my hand at blogging. I did know a few bloggers who shared their stories generously. Writing has always been a passion, so that seemed like a reasonable path. But I was consumed with self-doubt and a flood of questions. Everything shifted after I had a heart-to-heart with a fellow blogger friend of mine about venturing into the possibilities of helping as a virtual assistant. That conversation started an amazing journey, setting off a wave of dreams and goals. Embarking on this crucial step was key. Just like setting daily, weekly, or quarterly goals in the classroom, defining clear objectives for a successful side hustle is vital. Consider what is the aim of your side hustle. Is it about extra income, building a brand, or pursuing a passion beyond teaching? Understanding your purpose will keep you motivated and on track. Also, ensure your goals are realistic. Managing a side hustle along full-time teaching can be challenging, but it's absolutely manageable. Don't forget to assess the time and resources you have available. Start small and gradually expand your side hustle as you gain experience and confidence. Maybe the best approach. Take your time and utilize any free resources or tools that can support you along the way. That's where the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit comes in. It's a fantastic resource to ignite your side hustle journey. This toolkit sparks ideas and simplifies the process. The 30-day step plan, achievable in just 15 minutes a day, can kickstart your progress. The 30-day launch plan, featured in the Teacher Side Hustle Toolkit, guides you through the essential steps of exploring, planning, and launching your online side hustle. Tailored for busy teachers juggling multiple responsibilities, this plan breaks down starting an online side hustle into manageable tasks that you can tackle in just 15 minutes a day. You'll find the link in the show notes. As we wrap up the first day of this podcast series, here's a parting idea for you to think about. Unveiling your side hustle isn't just about thinking and reflecting. It's also about trying new things and venturing into the unknown. Dare to take that one small step. Embrace the unfamiliar and step out of your comfort zone. Engage in diverse projects. Try to step into various industries and uncover what truly speaks to you. Who knows what hidden talents and passions you might unearth on this journey? Be sure to tune in for the next episode of our SOS series. Our next episode will discuss discovering tips on overcoming self-doubt when starting something new. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to connect with us on Instagram at Teach Hustle Grow. Share your takeaways, insights, and any aha moments from today's episode. Remember, sharing is caring. Spread the love by sharing this episode with your teacher friends. If you could take a moment to rate and review this podcast, it would mean the world to me. Your support helps us keep bringing you this awesome content for free. Until next time, keep thriving in and out of the classroom. Keep hustling, keep growing, and we'll catch you on the next episode. Until then, stay inspired.